Scientists in Maryland say one of the Chesapeake Bay's most resilient species, the blue crab, is in trouble. It's a victim of overfishing, pollution, and loss of habitat. Other fish populations have ebbed and flowed, and the state is trying to preserve the long-term survival of the creatures that live in the bay. This kind of problem is not unique to the Chesapeake. Fish and shellfish are disappearing around the world, but in Maryland, the crab is part of the culture, and its fate is taken seriously. NPR's Van Williamson reports.
Maryland crab is considered a delicacy, shipped around the world and enjoyed in a variety of ways. At restaurants like Harris's Crab House and others around the Bay region, it's most popular steamed with a spicy seasoning and served up in the shell. There is a long chain of working men and women who depend on the crab for their livelihood. Truckers, pickers, packers, bait shop owners, boat mechanics, and marina operators are all part of what represents the largest commercial fishery in the state. At the beginning of the chain are people like Bob Evans, one of Maryland's estimated 2,000 watermen.
Me as a waterman, I've been working full time on the water for over 30 years, started young. For years and years, I fished 350 crab pots, fished every pot every day.
Evans is a big bearded guy in a blue t-shirt, orange rubber coveralls, and a baseball cap with a smiling crab on the front.
Within the last 5 years, with the reduction in the crabbing, I've gone to putting 600 crab pots overboard, working 300 a day, because we really haven't had the crabs to catch.
On this windless day, we motor up the Chesapeake to a string of wooden floats marking these crab pots. A hydraulic winder hauls the pots up out of the water, where a crewman dumps the contents, about a half dozen decent-sized blue crabs, into the culling box. He rebaits the pot and throws it back over the side while the other crewman separates the males from the females. Males are larger and worth more. He tosses them into bushel baskets on the deck. There's a comforting rhythm and grace to the operation. At the end of the day, restricted to 8 hours by the Department of Natural Resources, Evans will have 7 bushels of crabs, averaging 100 or so to the bushel. That's a pretty good haul, he says, worth over $600 wholesale, about $900 retail. Definitely better than last year at this time. But one haul on one day doesn't tell the whole story, says Eric Schwab, director of Fisheries Service for the Natural Resources Department. The trend is towards smaller harvests, which has scientists worried. Last year was a good example.
In Maryland, we had landings that were among the worst since we've been keeping records, 40% below the recent long-term average.
The department has been concerned about the crab harvest for years. It's an important commercial fishery, but it's also a big part of recreation in the area. Local fishermen and tourists fish for crabs off their docks, out of their boats, and wading through shallow bays and creeks. Schwab says this is what scientists have noticed.
The same number of fishermen working harder for a declining number of crabs over a long period of years. We've seen the average size of the crab being harvested declining in recent years. And then we've also seen steady declines in spawning stock biomass in the crab stock in the bay.
So a committee was organized to examine the problem. It included people from all parts of the business, from both Maryland and Virginia. After 2 years of study, they proposed a solution. Watermen have to cut back on the number of crabs they keep. The goal is to bring back the bay's crab population to late 1990s levels by putting a limit on the harvest. That will improve what's called the fishing mortality rate. Bill Goldsboro is a senior scientist at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and a member of the committee.
That's basically the percentage of the population that you would take each year in the fishery. It's estimated that that'll take a 15% cutback in the fishery. And the states have opted to try and phase that cut back in over the period of 3 years. So we're in the first year of that.
But how could they do that? The work week had already been shortened to 6 days, so the committee proposed shortening the work day to 8 hours. Most watermen agreed, but not all. One group said, that's it, no more restrictions, and the measure went down to defeat. That's when the governor stepped in. The crabs will be saved, he said. We will meet the goal. Here's how we're going to do it.
They decided that in addition to this 8-hour workday for the second half of the season now, that they would recoup some of the losses by that delay by closing the season a month early in the fall. So in Maryland, the commercial season at this point is slated to close at the end of October instead of the end of November.
But that creates a bigger problem for watermen and for seafood processors like Roy Todd of Cambridge. He buys crabs directly from the watermen and packs the meat into one-pound containers for sale to restaurants and markets.
Taking November, in my opinion, he's going to do more damage from mid-bay on down to the crabbers, given that last November was probably the only profitable month that a lot of the crabbers from this area on south had in their entire year last year. We, as a facility, processing facility, had essentially 30 good days out of a year last year that was profitable. That was the last half of October and the first half of November. So there goes half of our profitable year right now.
To complicate matters further, the group of watermen who fought the original measure has now sued the state to stop the new regulations, which went into effect this week. Go to any seaport from Maine to Washington and you'll find similar problems. Demand is high for seafood. Fishermen catch more to meet the demand, but fish can only reproduce so fast. Scientists in the Chesapeake region worry that the way things are going, there will soon be barely enough crabs to sustain the population. It might only take a hurricane or other natural disaster to wipe out the crabs. They say the new restrictions will be difficult for everyone, but they and others believe it's the only way to ensure the long-term survival of this most sought-after delicacy. Van Williamson, NPR News, the Chesapeake Bay.